Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle inventory numbers in just a moment. Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
This past Friday's July cattle inventory report shows the inventory of all cattle and calves in the United States unchanged year over year at 103 million head as of the 1st of July. Inventory of beef cows also unchanged at 32.4 million head. Dairy cow inventory was 9.3 million head, down 1.1% over a year ago. Beef replacement heifers down 4.3%. And dairy replacement heifers down 2.4%. Inventories of bulls unchanged year over year, 2.1 million head. Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel.
You remarked to the folks here at OCA that these numbers are not, you can't literally go apples and apples between the January report and the July report, but they give us some good information.
Well, that's right. It's a different report. The statistical base that NAS uses to estimate these numbers is smaller for the July report. It's a little less reliable from a statistical standpoint. And now, it's still a useful number, and we compare July to July, so we're not really comparing them, you know, usually January to July. There are, you know, there are comparisons. You can look at how much. The inventory is always higher in July, but that's because we got calves on the ground and those kind of things that we normally wouldn't have in January. So, you know, all of that said, the July report really shows that we're in station keeping mode. We're pretty plateaued on these cattle numbers right now. The all cattle and calves inventory was unchanged from a year ago. Beef cow number was unchanged from a year ago. You know, we've got 4% less replacement heifers indicated in this report, but we have about 5% more other heifers indicated in this report. And again, that was expected that that number would be up. We're not saving as many replacement heifers, so we're down in replacement heifers, up in feeder heifers out in the country. Right. The calf crop comes in. The estimate for the calf crop is actually unchanged from last year at about 36.3 million head. So again, holding numbers steady at this sort of peak level from our cyclical expansion over the last 5 years.
I think the word I heard in your presentation today, plateau.
Yeah, I think that might be what's different about this cycle compared to cycles historically is, you know, normally the cattle industry has expanded to the point where it was too much, and then we would be forced into some sort of a liquidation phase in terms of numbers and of course, driven by prices dropping significantly. I don't think we're set up that way at this point. We have expanded. We've been able to hold relatively steady prices. I don't think we've overshot the mark particularly in terms of our expansion. And so depending on demand, which is the key going forward, we can sustain and maintain the levels that we're at in a non-cyclical way at this plateau level.
Dr. Daryl Peel, who says at this point, stable cow numbers, calf crop numbers suggest that beef production will show little or no growth going into 2020. Current beef production levels and cattle prices are sustainable until something changes to provoke a new direction in cattle inventories. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.